steer.
Or?
The bull. Sorry, it would not be a steer. It'd be the male would be the bull. Right.
All right. Did you ever hear that it was not nice to say that around women?
No.
Okay. Well, some places, there was a time when it wasn't.
Fortunately, we weren't that Calvinist.
Okay, and the female is?
Cow.
And a little one when it's first born?
The calf.
Okay, and if the cow were going to have a calf, you would say she's going to?
Drop.
Would you?
A calf,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, and the animals, not horses, that you might use for plowing?
The cattle. Cattle.
Well, they're like horses.
Mules.
Okay, and if you had two of them, you'd say
I have a team of mules.
Okay, and a larger animal that's cow-like might be used for plowing. Big thing with horns.
Cow-like? Steer? Ox?
And if you had two of those, you'd say you had a...
team of oxen.
Okay. The male horse is a...
stallion.
And, female is...
the mare.
Any other terms for male?
Like what?
Like stud.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is used only when he's performing his task as stud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I would use that term, but in that specific sense.
Okay. Well, do you have a name for a male horse who cannot perform his task anymore?
A gelding?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that is it. And then everybody around here likes to do what to horses, meaning get up on horseback and...
ride.
All right. Last year he...
rode and has ridden.
Okay. If he couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
off.
And if a little child started out in bed and woke up on the floor, he would say, I must have...
fallen off.
Okay. The things you put on the horse's feet to protect them from the road are...
shoes.
And the game that you play with those?
Horseshoes.
Do you know any other names for games like that, where you throw something over a stake? Maybe a round thing instead of a horseshoe?
Rings.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Rings. Play a game of rings.
Okay.
Hoops.
Ever hear quoits?
Quoits, sure.
Yes, do you ever play that?
I play hoops, and I play horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're playing quoits at the same time, I don't know, but I've heard the term.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, good. And the thing that you nail the horseshoes to is the horse's?
Hoof.
And he has four?
Hooves.
The male sheep?
He is the... he's not a ram. What do we call him? Oh, shucks. We call him a... I forget.
Well, why isn't he a ram? I would say a ram.
All right,
there may be other terms, too.
Let's call him a ram.
Okay, a female sheep is a...
is that a ewe?
Mm-hmm. And on their backs they have...
wool.
Okay, a male hog is a...
male hog. I'd say he's the hog. And the female is the sow.
Yeah. How about a little one when it's first born?
A piglet.
Or a little bit older?
A porker.
Does the term shoat mean anything to you?
Never heard it.
Okay. Do you know a name for a female before she's been bred?
A virgin.
Virgin pig. Now that is a guilt. I learned that term listening to Legs interviews. I think it's GILT. I'm not even sure of that. Okay, back to this. Do you know and have a name for a one that's grown up wild?
A boar. A boar, yes. Au pair.
Sorry. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you didn't want your... well, boar is also used for male hog. Would you ever hear that?
I usually think of boar as something wild.
Okay. So if you didn't want your hog to grow up and be able to breed, you would do what to him?
Castrate him. Or...
other terms for castrate.
A hog?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think one would speak of gelding a hog.